Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And the Lord has done it again. We had our regular Wednesday prayer, and we have corporate prayer every Sunday and Wednesday, and He sends people way out here in the boonies. He sends His gifts. The regular prayers who are here can tell you, and we have some in the audience today, that we hardly can wait to get here to see what God has on the program that day. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about the Holy Ghost. He's never the same. He's not like a cookie cutter. And so today He has sent us some wonderful guests. They introduced themselves to me at the beginning. We have Brother Don Davis and Sister Beverly Davis. They are from Kerrville, Texas. They're missionary evangelists, right? And they have a missionary foundation called Doulos, D-O-U-L-O-S, meaning bondservant. Now, the blessing to me is that they were so long mentored by and in association with Reverend and Mrs. J.R. Goodwin. I call them Papa and Mama Goodwin. But when I came into the baptism with the Holy Spirit in 1967, that was the great charismatic move, you know. And even though I had pre-Pentecostal great-grandparents, my parents were denominational. And our state paper had come out with headlines that made me make this statement to someone. Someone told me, the next thing I'm going to do is receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit and speaking with tongues. And I said, oh, no, you're not. That's of the devil. But within 1 week, I was speaking in tongues because someone took me to 1029 North Utica, where Brother Hagen, Kenneth E. Hagen, and Mr. and Mrs., Reverend and Mrs. J.R. Goodwin were having a seminar because the Holy Ghost told them to. Actually, the Lord gave Brother Hagen a vision. It's called the Flower Garden Vision. It's told in his book, I believe, in Visions. And he said denominational people were going to start coming into the baptism with the Holy Spirit, meet them on neutral grounds. Brother Hagen told a lot of people about it, and they didn't believe him. But he told Reverend and Mrs. J.R. Goodwin, and they believed him. And so the three of them did a seminar on what the Bible has to say about the baptism with the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. And here I am, just brand new, and I walk into the meeting, and there is Papa and Mama Goodwin operating in the gifts of the Spirit. You can imagine. I say to people all the time, if you didn't see Papa and Mama Goodwin operate in tongues and interpretation, you didn't see tongues and interpretation. But here these dear people came today out here to Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And Brother Don, you told me that you were the youth leader for them.
Yes, I was.
Go ahead.
And I not only was the youth leader, but we moved to the Houston area from East Texas in 1937. And in 1940, we started attending First Assembly there at 207 South Main, Pasadena, Texas. And when Mom and Dad came, they brought a fresh revelation of God. And the Holy Spirit began to work. And I think the first year with prayer and fasting, there were like 175 people added to the church.
That was big in those days. Now, we're talking Pasadena, Texas, and First Assembly. Now, Kenneth E. Hagin, for whom I worked, and then Howard Carter, both said that the church that operated in the full gospel and operated in the true gifts of the Spirit better than any other church was First Assembly in Pasadena, pastored by Reverend and Mrs. J.R. Goodwin. They were there 27 years as pastors. We have a book about that, A Tribute to Spiritual Excellence. Now, when I saw you, Beverly, I said, my goodness, your eyes even look like, I call her Mama Goodwin. Yeah. You called them, what'd
Mom.
You call them?
Mom
and
Dad.
Mom and Dad. Okay, I come along a generation later. So at least later knowing them after you'd known them a long time. And you were close to her, is that right?
Yes. When I came to First Assembly, I was very hungry for spiritual things. I was saved, filled with the Spirit. My grandmother was a very godly woman, and Mom and Dad Goodwin had been their pastors in Greenville, Texas. So when I started going there, I left a church that I was actually on the cradle roll. And they thought, my Lord, you've left your church. And I said, well, I'm going over to the Goodwin's church. Oh, I had their blessing. But I was so hungry for things of God that I would see in the Bible and said, where are these things? Where are they? Are they still in operation? I hunger for these things. I want them. I want to know about them. And so when I got to First Assembly and I saw God move in the gifts of the Spirit, they weren't just in the demonstration. The proof of them, the fruit of it was there. It wasn't, well, I believe someone's here and I think you may have. No, it was far richer and deeper than that.
More accurate.
More accurate. You have fallen from a horse and you have injured your foot and you have not been able to move it for years. But if you will come, God will heal you. And the man stood and said, yes, that's true. And I have not been able to move my toes. He said, but I'm not living for God. And he said, will I be in trouble with God if I come and accept this healing? She said, well, if God was pleased to reveal it, then he must want to heal you. And he came and received his healing. So it wasn't just a simple, it was more detailed. Mom would stand on Sunday morning and she would say, you have said this, and you have thought this, and God wants to tell you, if you will come, he will meet your need. And it wasn't just one Sunday. This went on every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. And it was we had a rich heritage. And my cup was full and running over, I can tell you. I found what my heart and my soul was longing for. And I was never disappointed in all the years that we went there. We really truly had God called pastors. Mom and Dad operated in all nine gifts of the Spirit. And because I was hungry for those things and coveted them and was willing to submit to my pastors to learn and be instructed and corrected, because there is correction that comes with that. God was merciful, and in his wisdom, he allowed me to be used in those gifts, come into those gifts, a lot of them. And when I would have things in the Spirit, I could go to Mom and Dad, mostly Mom though, and say, you know, I had this in the Spirit and I in different experiences. And she'd say, well, honey, I've had that lots of times. And she would help me. And it's invaluable. It's invaluable to have mentors like they were. And the people that came through that church, Brother Hagin and Brother Carter.
Oh, Kenneth Hagin. He would drive 500 miles to pray with them.
Yes.
And he was driving all over the country, putting thousands of miles on his car, away from his family 90% of the time. But he would drive 500 miles out of the way to pray with the Goodwins.
Right.
But why? Because there's going to be the manifestation of the gift in those prayers.
Right.
And usually it was Mama. She'd start out with tongues.
Mm-hmm.
And she may have seen something or whatever, you know, how right. She is. She was like a seer. And then he would give the interpretation. He'd have his answer.
Mm-hmm.
This supernatural walk that we're walking, it was in the supernatural. That's what I saw when I saw Brother Hagin and these two. I saw the supernatural power of God. Mm-hmm. Now, we're so glad you came by today. And just while we were, you know, we finished our prayer service, then we went upstairs and had some sandwiches. And you were sitting around the table there with some people eating sandwiches. And I saw you start like I've seen Mama start before, Mama Goodwin, in tongues. And then interpretation came right there at the table and entered into the conversation.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen with Mama Goodwin. She'd say, the Spirit wants to say something. The Spirit wants to say something. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we should let the Spirit say something.
Right.
What do you think? Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. Yeah. And the supernatural was going there all the time. I heard you tell the story, and I think we've got time for you to tell it. Brother Hagin was telling how Brother Goodwin, he'd go down to the church and preach all the time. And Brother Goodwin said, And Brother Hagin said it was hard at one of the churches. Which church was that?
I think it was in Wright City.
Wright City. Mm-hmm.
And
you tell the story, and then I'll tell.
East Texas towns, they don't have to be very big to get a name and have a bar and a couple of churches. And this happened in Dad's church there, because Dad was always voted in to a church 100%. Otherwise, he didn't have any confidence that he was supposed to be there. And so I'm not sure you have time for all of this.
Okay, because that story is going to take a little time.
It is going to take a little time.
And we'll do that tomorrow.
Yes, we can.
That's what we'll do. We'll come back and do that tomorrow.
Okay.
I want to read from the Bible what we're talking about
here.
We're talking about the manifestations of the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
And Paul said, answering a letter, the Holy Ghost through Paul, this is chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians. Now, concerning spirituals or things that have to do with the Holy Spirit, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that sometimes the things the Bible says, I don't want you ignorant about, people are most ignorant. And church should have a manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
And he said, writing in here, he said, I have you to under, let's see, where do I start? There are diversities, verse 4, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. I'm reading in 1 Corinthians 12, 4. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administration, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operation, but it's the same God which worketh all in all.
Yes.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Now, Donald G. said, writing about these manifestations of the Holy Spirit, nine manifestations, that verse 7 is the key verse. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all.
Right.
And Donald G. said, our church services should be marked with manifestations of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And in the church you were in with Mom and Papa Goodwin, it was marked with manifestations of these gifts of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
So we're going to, the rest of this week, we're going to talk about some of the manifestations that you've seen in that church and things that you've learned. And we want you to minister in the Holy Spirit if you... So you'll want to be listening in with us. This is Billy Brim, of course, coming to you from Prayer Mountain. And we're going to be moving in the Spirit, listening to the Spirit. We believe God has sent these people by so that you could know what it's like to have a service marked by the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. We want you to be back with us tomorrow when we look at again at these great gifts of the Spirit. Shalom.